Okay, good morning, everyone. Let's talk about motzi matzah. Achar kach rochtzin yadehen. U'mevarchin al natilas yadayim. So we finished magid. We now move on to rochtza. We wash our hands, this time with a bracha. Then we make motzi on the matzah. U'mevarchin motzi al ha-matzah. So l'fisha b'yom tov tzarech l'mtzal shtei kikar shleimos. Since we need lechem mishnah every single Shabbos and every single yom tov. U'mitzvah sachilas matzah ki min ha-prusa. But on the other hand, we are meant to eat matzah in a state of it being shattered and broken. This is one of the interpretations of lechem oni. Why do we call it lechem oni? Because masha darko oni beprusa af matzah beprusa, that we make a point of specifically having it in less than a whole state, just like an oni would, whether it's because he needs to specifically save some of it later because he doesn't know when his next meal is coming, or that in the first place it's unlikely that he would ever have a whole loaf to begin with. So we need both. We need both whole loaves for Lechem Mishnah. We also need the shard, because that's what matzah is supposed to be, Lechem Oni. Visha matzah nikris Lechem Oni, v'darka shalani b'prusa al kain. Therefore, b'shashu mevare chamotzi, ochi shtei matzah sashlemus biyadav. He takes the two whole ones. That means the top and the bottom. V'haprusa b'nehen. And the one that's been split at Yachatz, that is between the two. So he picks up all three, is at least our minhag. Then he makes a motzi, and he drops the bottom one. Now that we've set hamotzi on the lechem mishnah, you can drop the bottom, place it down gingerly. Don't drop it, it'll shatter into a million pieces. Put it down, and then what's he still holding? Now he's only holding the top hold one, and he's also holding the prusa, the shard, in the middle. Then he makes the bracha of al-achilas matzah. Then he splits through both, or he cracks both. He takes both from the top matzah, and also from what had been the middle matzah. Mikol echad kezayis, and you eat a kezayis from each one. Now it's impossible, this man has in terms of the way that we actually bake our matzahs, to have a kezayis to allow everybody, unless, even if everybody has their own series of three matzos, to actually eat a full kezayis from both the top and also the middle one, especially now that the middle one is a broken piece at this point. So you take a piece from the top and from the middle one, and then we're mashlim, we make up a kezayis from each one, so two kezayis in all from whatever matzo you might have on the table. Just as a little, Seder hack, what I do is I have two plates in front of me. When I make hamotzi and al-achilas matzah, I crack the top matzah onto one plate. I crack the other matzah, the prusa in the middle, I crack that onto another plate. They pass them around at opposite ends of the table. Everybody takes a little piece, and this way you can just differentiate. You know which one you're having from which. You eat a kezayis of each one. Now, he notes, it's very difficult to hold two kezayisim in your mouth, and it's worth pointing out that at least conceptually, we should be able to hold two kezesim in our mouths, which means that either kezesim are not necessarily as large as sometimes we make them out to be, or it means our mouths are smaller than we make them out to be. I could tell you from this side of the pulpit that your mouths are not smaller than you make them out. Your mouths are plenty large. No, it's an odd thing to think that we could fit two kezesim into our mouths. It's just worth keeping in mind. It's very, very difficult to do this all at once. It's very difficult to have that much matzah in your mouth all at once. You're certainly to swallow all that at once. So make a point of just trying to move through it as quickly as you possibly can. Which one should you have first? Top matzah first, middle matzah second. He just shouldn't wait at all between them. Remember, this is all supposed to be one mitzvah, one contiguous mitzvah. So you don't want to have any hefsek. It's not a great time to talk. Couple of mm's and and delicious and whatever, but basically we should be completely focused on eating the matzah, doing so quickly. It doesn't need to be that quickly. Kedechelos Pras gives us plenty of time, but we should just move through it as expeditiously as possible. Eat both of them, of course, behesebo, while we are reclining. V'noag, and one other important point, v'noag and mimdinos elu, shebleli pesach ein tov l'nesa matzah b'melach, that we don't dip the matzah in salt. Lo shel motzi, v'lo shel matzah. It's important to have salt on the table because of in order to fulfill kol karbon chatakar of melach, which we just read about. The idea of having salt on the mizbeach, and our shulchanos are domos l'mizbeach, should make a point of having salt on the table, but we actually don't dip the matzah into salt because, again, it's lechem oni. The idea of it being unadulterated, unadorned, unflavored is really the ideal way that we're supposed to eat our matzah. Have a wonderful day.